Welcome everyone, this is episode 16 of the podcast. We are back. It is April 2024. As I record this on a Tuesday morning, I felt inspired, I felt ready to make a brand new episode, and I want to thank all of you for your support. So today's topic, guys, it's going to be why hard times in life can be a blessing in disguise. We're going to get all into that. But first, I want to give you guys some life updates. So if you guys know, if you've been following me on social media, if you've been following me on Twitch or even like YouTube or even Kick, you know that I've made a return to streaming. As you know, throughout the episodes, I've been hinting at different aspects of my life, you know, with career changes and all the things that I've been going through. And I had a really, really deep conversation with my brother and some close people in my life. And also just with myself and with God and just praying on it. And a big part of me said, you know what? I think it's time for me to come back to streaming. But I've come back to streaming in a way that's a lot more empowering with a lot more focus. Because as you know, for the past number of years, I did stream as a career. It was my full-time career. I committed a lot of my life to it. And then as of recently in the last year, I wanted to take a step back. I wanted to go look at other ways I can make a living for my life and also just reignite that passion and fire. So now that I'm returning to streaming, I've come back with a new ambition, with a new goal, which is to make a positive impact. Just like through this podcast and just through like all the things that I do, I genuinely want to make a positive impact and I want to enjoy streaming again. So last week, I decided to make a comeback to streaming. I'm still applying for work. I'm still looking for a new full-time job. That's still part of my life. That's still a challenge that I'm experiencing, but I'm welcoming it, you know? So I've come back to streaming. My community is growing again. We're trying brand new content. I'm not just doing Zelda anymore. And I got to admit, I really am grateful that I've come back to streaming. I'm grateful that people spoke sense and life back into me. And through all the hard times I experienced these past few months, especially like making a change, like it's not easy making a change, guys. Like when you want to make a change and you're so like, let's say you have a routine with certain things and now like you've just jolted the system and everything's completely different. It's okay to be and understand that it's going to be uncomfortable. And I definitely dealt with a lot of that. But in a way, coming back to streaming, you know, with a new sense of focus, reevaluating what I'm doing, I feel a lot better coming back and I'm seeing more success again, which is really, really good. But above all, I feel more centered in who I am. So I want to thank all of you for your support. If you've been showing up to my streams, yesterday I did my 5-year Twitch partner celebration. So 5 years ago, April 15th, 2019, I officially became a Twitch partner and it was one of the most epic moments of my just like journey because it was such a huge milestone. It's something that I wanted to achieve for such a long time and we finally got there. You know, and then here it is 5 years later. I'm like, wow, we had a huge celebration stream. I streamed for like 9 hours yesterday, did some Zelda, played some Pokemon. It was just like a really special day. So I want to thank you all for that. So with that being said, those are some life updates and I want to get right into today's topic. So this is something I've been thinking about for probably the past couple of months. I've been thinking a lot about this topic and I want to try and make it empowering and practical for you, for the listeners who are listening across the world. Also, if you're new to my podcast, I hope you enjoy the show. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to drop a like, comment, subscribe. And if you also enjoy this by the end of the episode, feel free to leave a positive review on Spotify or any of the other podcast platforms. That would help me a lot. So back to the topic, why hard times in life can be a blessing in disguise. So when you think about it, we live in a modern world where we often glorify just the good things in life, like the happy times. You know, you think about the sunshine and rainbows, like the happy moments, the epic moments. You know, it's like, you know, when you finish a movie and like you walk out of a cinema and you have like that massive, especially if you watched a good movie, not like a bad movie, and you walk out and you feel so inspired for life, like, oh, that was so incredible. I often feel like, especially with my observations, now it could be wrong, is that a lot of the modern world glorifies pleasure, glorifies good feelings, and glorifies and almost idolizes just feeling good and happy 24/7. But there's an issue with that. And look, I'm not saying don't be happy. I'm saying if you could be happy and enjoy your life, absolutely go for it. Like I definitely could use more of that as well for myself. But what I'm saying is that sometimes, and a lot of the time, though, being in those happy moments doesn't always give you the opportunity to challenge yourself to grow and see things in a new light. So hard times in life, if we can define that, it's going to be different for everyone. The scale of hardship is going to be absolutely different for everyone. Like if we can think of it in the most extreme versions, it's like people who are battling cancer, people who are battling poverty, people who are battling homelessness, people who are overseas who don't have clean drinking water. We can think of it from a very like more intense view, like a more intense experience that millions of people across the world experience. We can also think of it in a more like first world like aspect, like the more emotional experiences you might be having. Like you might have a roof over your head. You might have, you know, a bed to sleep in. You might have food to eat, but you have depression and anxiety. Or you might have a lot of things going well in your life on paper, but you feel extremely lonely. Or you might, you know, be in a relationship that you're not happy with. So hardship is going to be different for everyone. But what I'm going to say here is that I do believe that with the right perspective and mindset, these hardships can be a blessing in disguise, because through those hardships, you learn lessons that make you grow, and you learn lessons that help other people. Okay, so I'll give you guys some examples from my own life, and we can even look at, like, you know, more, you know, other examples of, like, celebrities or well-known figures. Is that a lot? The common theme you're going to see is that some of the most inspirational stories that you'll ever hear is people who did overcome something incredibly challenging. Like, I remember there was an example of a Paralympian that I followed many years ago named Courtney Clemens. It was a man who was in the army, right? I think he was a medic. And one day he saw, like, a truck that was turned over on the road. Him and his, the people that he worked with, like the other soldiers and like the medics, they saw this truck that was turned over on the side of the road, and, you know, they rushed to go help them. And what ended up happening was he stepped on an explosion, right? And it exploded, and he lost his leg. And he woke up in the ICU, and he looks down and he sees a silhouette of his leg. Basically, like, he can see his left leg and he can't see his right leg. And he's like in disbelief. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to go to sleep. I'm going to wake up and, you know, my leg will be there tomorrow. So he wakes up the next day and his leg's gone again. And he's like, you know, what did I do to deserve this? You know, why am I being forsaken? Oh, I was just trying to help people, right? And he was in a rut and he fell into a depression and anxiety from what I remember. But what ended up happening was eventually he realized, you know what? I don't have this leg anymore, but I'm going to make the most of it. And he had his mom to help him and support him and show him that she loves him and that he can do it. And he ended up becoming a great Paralympian, like a super inspirational Paralympian. I'm not sure if he won medals, but he did really, really well. And he found purpose in his life. So, you know, oftentimes, like, I remember watching his interview, like, it said, like, do you still wish, like, you had your leg? And a lot of the times you'll hear people who've gone through, like, really bad diseases or overcome certain things. They're like, you know what? No, because, like, this is who I am now. Right? So that's an example of someone who went through something really tragic. Like, if I lost my leg, like, that would affect my jiu-jitsu. Like, that would affect the way I walk. Like, I had, like, this scary thought the other day that what if I just woke up and I lost my eyesight? Like, what if one day I went to bed, I woke up and I opened my eyes and I couldn't see anything? I'd be terrified. So it's like, I don't want to try and scare you, but I'm just trying to give you examples of where there are so many countless examples of people out there. And I'm not just going to use myself as an example with my, you know, very minor challenges compared to what other people had. Is that these setbacks, these hard times, can cultivate the strongest version of you that you never knew was possible. And you would not have had that if it was only just happy times. So I'm going to give you some examples of my own life, some hard times that I've experienced and how it shaped me. And I hope these experiences and, like, just this perspective can just give you a little bit of insight, and hopefully you can gain something out of it, especially if you're going through a hard time. So a couple of areas that I have experienced hardship in my life is bullying. Okay, so throughout my life, you know, being a minority, being a young Vietnamese kid in a very racist environment that I grew up in, you know, I got told to go back to my own country. I got told I don't belong here. Nobody likes you. I experienced years and years of bullying, which severely scarred my mentality. Now, this is a hard time, right? How could this be a blessing in disguise? Well, I often think that if I went through school and I never experienced, like, those hard times, like, would I have the empathy for other people who have been treated poorly? You know, what if I had, like, a more cushioned life emotionally where I didn't understand that other people went through hard times, you know, that gave me a lot of empathy for people. Like, there are so many people that I've met throughout my life because I went through so many hard times. Whenever I talk to somebody who's gone through being bullied, like, I have the capacity to understand them and give them comfort and direction and guidance because I went through it myself, you know. When I talk to people who went through racism, when I talk to people who went through, you know, abuse, like, I can be there for them because I've been through that. You know what I mean? Like, so the bullying aspect, like, I've learned that through what I experienced, it's not okay. Okay. It's not okay to treat people poorly. It's never okay to treat people awful. Like, I always do my best to treat people with kindness. Like, I'm not perfect. Like, I have my bad days. I have my moody days, and I apologize when I come across the wrong way sometimes. But because I went through so much turmoil with people, how poorly I was treated, the blessing is that I learned that it's so much better being kind in this world. It's so much better treating people how you want to be treated. Like, especially if you want to be treated well, I'm saying, right? Like, these hard times, like, they really can shape you into like a better and stronger person, although in the moment it may not feel that way. Okay, so yeah, I went through really hard bullying. How about this? I went through, and I still am going through challenges with my weight, you know, through obesity and binge eating, like through all those times where I struggled with how much I ate, with my binge eating, with my body dysmorphia, with my obesity. It became a blessing in disguise because I developed such a thirst and hunger and knowledge to learn about health and fitness. Like, I read book after book. I watched video after video. I watched seminar after seminar. I got 2 degrees in health. If I didn't experience all of those hardships with my health, would I even have a passion for health and fitness? You know, I don't know if I would. Like, maybe I would go to the gym because it's good for me. Like, maybe I would go to like a spin class because it's good for me. Maybe I'd go to the gym because it's good for me, right? What if I was just always lean and healthy and I never experienced obesity? But because I've experienced obesity and binge eating, it is a necessity for me to take care of my health. It's a necessity for me to learn how to manage my portions, to understand how many calories are in protein, fats, and carbs, how much fiber I need, how much sleep I need, what things I need to avoid, you know, understanding the thermodynamics of weight loss. Like, all of that deep knowledge I gained because it came from the hardship of dealing with my own obesity. And it was a blessing because now I have so much knowledge that I've had people come to my streams asking for certain advice. Now, I always make a disclaimer that I'm not a health professional. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a personal trainer. This is just perspective. Even just like with this podcast, this is just perspective. I'm not a psychiatrist, right? I'm not a psychologist. But because with that wealth of experience and knowledge that I have, which started with hardship and became my obsession for improvement, I was able to help people. So it was a blessing in disguise. How about this though? Now, this one might be a bit of a touchy subject, but how about loss of friendships in your life or relationships that didn't work out for you? Like, I imagine if I went through my life and I never had, you know, friendship breakups where I lost friends who didn't like me anymore, we didn't get along anymore, or I think about like past relationships that I had that didn't work out. Like, you know, if I didn't have those experiences, would I have the capacity to help people who are going through those things right now? Like, I had friends who abandoned me in the past with no explanation, like a drop of a pin. Like, maybe I did something wrong and I just didn't get the explanation that I needed to rectify it. How about I had past relationships where, you know, I thought it was going to work out and it didn't, and I was heartbroken. But you know what it gave me the capacity for now is that, like, with my current relationship that I have and I'm really happy, my previous experiences have taught me how to be an infinitely better partner. My experience has taught me how to talk to other people who are going through breakups. Like, I've had people come to my streams who were going through horrible breakups, who've been together for years, who've gone through divorces. Now, I've never been through a divorce myself, but what I'm saying is that capacity of experience that I have allowed me to empathize and actually give some genuine insight that could be helpful for somebody, you know. Other examples of my life is injury. Like, I've been through some injuries in my life. Like, I had a tear in my back and I had to learn how to be happy without having physical exercise throughout my day. You know, I need physical exercise to regulate my emotions and my body. But without the ability to exercise, I had to find other ways to take care of myself mentally. And luckily, I had streaming last year when I was grinding for world record. You know, like, those 6 months where I wasn't able to train at all, I had to let my back heal. I was able to direct my mind and focus into something else. Okay, so you're going to see a common theme here. A lot of the time, we're going to see hardship as like this, you know, like this detriment, like, oh, I've been forsaken. I've been like, this is so unlucky. But how many times in hindsight, especially when you've gone through the hard time, you made it through the hard time, you came out stronger through the hard time, how many times have you looked back and go, wow, you know what? Yeah, it sucked, but look who I am now. Look who I am now, right? Like, one hardship that I'm experiencing right now is making a career change. Like, you know, I thought, you know, maybe it won't take too long to get a new job. Oh no, it's definitely a lot more difficult than it is. The job market is crazy right now. And I tell you right now, in the future, when I do have a great job and I'm really grateful for the work that I do, and I get to talk to people who are going through like periods of unemployment or looking for new work, I'll have the empathy and the practical experience to help them. Doesn't mean I have all the answers, but I'm a person who's been through that. You know what I mean? That's why I think it's so important. And I'll add this as like more of a bonus insight, is that if you ever are going through something and you're lucky enough to find someone in your life who's been through something similar, please talk to them. Get some insight from them. Listen to their story. Like, hear them out, because these people will give you insights and just practical ways to think and attack things and go for things that if you only thought about it yourself, you may not have that very like just specific insight that you need to make that difference. So like for me, for example, I talk to people who went through binge eating. I talk to people who went through depression, anxiety. I talk to people who went through periods of looking for work. I talk to people who went through hard breakups. And you know what they all had? They all had the experience and the capacity to help me because they grew through their hard times. It was a blessing in disguise for them as well. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. A little bit of a heavier topic. I hope it doesn't trigger you too much. If you are going through a hard time right now, like I always say in every episode, take it one step at a time. And I will conclude with this, just as a little mindset for you, okay? Like I said earlier in the beginning of the episode, you know, we often think of life and we want life to be like this cushiony, pleasurable life with no challenges, life with no difficulties. But you need both sides of the coin, right? Like if you have sadness, like the opposite of sadness could be joy and happiness. If you only had happiness, like, would it actually be happiness? Now, this might be philosophical, but having the duality between the two allows you to have the full experience of what you're having. So what I'm going to say is this. This is just a mindset. You don't have to accept it, but this is just something I want to offer, is don't wish for a life without hardship, okay? Instead, if you do have hardship, welcome it, overcome it, and come out stronger, because you will inspire so many people. Like overcoming this demon that's trying to slay you. Like if you slay that dragon, you slay that demon that's in your life, you're going to be able to help so many people. Like that next person you talk to, like you might go off for lunch with your friends, or you might meet someone new. And you know, they may open up to you. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm actually going through a bit of a rough time. And you're like, oh, tell me more. And they tell you something and you're like, you know what? I just went through this. I've got some insight for you. Hope this helps, you know? And what you will find is that your character, your perspective in life will grow so much. And every time you look back at those hard times, you're going to be thankful that you were strong and you stayed strong to get through this, okay? So I'm going to leave you with this. Thank you so much for the support, guys. You know, we're going to go through hard times, guys. This is life. Life is going to happen. Like, you might be going through a good time now, but the next storm is coming. So the way you can empower yourself, the way you can understand is that these hard times, they may not feel good. They may not feel like what you want, but you just got to survive it. There's a lesson to be learned from this. There's something to be gained from this, because when you come out the other side, you're going to be stronger, you're going to be wiser, and you're going to help yourself, and you're going to help so many people with your inspiring story. So that, with that being said, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I'm going to try and make more podcasts centered around topics that I deeply think about. When I first started the podcast, I wanted to make it more based on schedule, and I had a lot of topics to start with. But these days, I'm going to release episodes when I have something I really want to share. It could be every 2 weeks. It could be once a month. It could be every week. But I hope this one reached out to you. I hope it helped you. And I want to thank all of you for your support. We're going to keep this podcast going. We're going to keep growing. It's nice to see weekly downloads that I'm seeing on my statistics. And yeah, thank you so much, guys. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'm about to go for a walk and enjoy my day. I'm going to spend time with my girlfriend tonight and friends. And I hope you all have a lovely week, no matter which time of the year or which year you're listening to. So take care. Peace out. Thank you for your support. And I'll see you next time.